So let's review. The Gemara returns to the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek and seeks the source for the exemption from Chalitza B'Yibum of Tzar Sarasein, the co-wives of the co-wives. Let's quickly review the Mishnah, which first explains Tzarasein. Ketzad Paitis Tzarasein, he said, Bitoy oy achas mekola raisa elu, nisuis la'achib v'lo isha acheres umeis, k'shem shabita betura kach tzarasa betura. The case is as follows. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are brothers. Shimon married Reuven's daughter Sarah, and Shimon also has another unrelated wife, Rivka. If Shimon dies, the two wives fall for Yibim to the two brothers. Since Reuven cannot be Miyam Sarah because of Erva's Bitoy, he cannot be Miyam Rivka either because of Tzara's Erva. However, since Sarah is not an Erva to Levi, he can and must be Miyam either one. The Mishnah now explains the exemption of Tzara's Tzarasan. Halcha Tzara's Bita v'nasis la'achav hasheni, v'loi isha acheres umeis, k'shem shet Tzara's Bita b'tura, kach Tzara's Tzarasa b'tura. If Levi went ahead and was Miyam Rivka, and also had another wife, Rachel, and then died childless, they both now fall for Yibim to Reuven. Even though neither one is an original Erva to Reuven, the Yavam, they are both Pater. Since Rivka is Pater as Tzara's Erva, Rachel is also Pater as Tzara's Tzarasayim. If there are more brothers, this can continue until there are no more brothers. The Gemara Daf Gimel Mabei cited a Braisa which taught that the Petur of Erva is derived from the Gzera Shava Allah Allah. Regarding Achais Isha, the Pasuk says, and regarding Yibim, the Pasuk says, the Gzeresh of Allah Allah teaches, the Isra Chais Isha applies even B'Mokar Mitzvah, even in the case of Yibim. The Torah says, do not take an Achais Isha, even in the case of Yibim. That which Tzarasein are also Pater is derived from the superfluous word Litzra. The Gemara here adds that which Tzarasein are Pater is derived from Litzra v'loy latzur. Since it's written with a double reish, Hatera ripsa Tzaras harba. Ravashi amasvarhi. Tzara maitam asira dibemokim erva kaima. Tzara tzara nami bemokim erva kaima. Ravashi says that once we know Tzarasein, we do not need a pasik for Tzarasein, because Rivka had once before fallen for Yibim for Reuben from Shimon. And since at that time she was parted from Yibim as a Tzara's Erva, she became an Erva of Eishes Ach Shalai B'Makam Mitzvah to Reuven, which remains forever. Therefore, when she now falls to him from Yibim from Levi, she is an Erva who exempts herself and her Tzara from Yibim. Mishnah continues, V'kulan emesu oymianu oyniskarshu oyshenimtsu alnis, Tzarsein mutaris. Rashi explains Niskarshu in the simple case of Bita, where Shimon married Reuben's daughter Sarah. Now, here it splits into a machlokes of two possible scenarios. Kanas v'achkach girish, he married another unrelated woman, Rivka, and subsequently divorced Sarah. It must be noted that according to this opinion, it does not matter whether he first married Sarah or Rivka. The point is that he was married to Rivka before he divorced Sarah, and this opinion holds Misa Mapelas. The Yibim situation is created at the time of Misa. Therefore, although Rivka was a Tzara of Sarah in the marriage, but since at the time of Misa Sarah was divorced from Shimon, Sarah the Erva is not involved in this Nefila. Therefore, Rivka is not a Tzara's Erva and Mutter to Reuben for Yibim. Girish v'achkach konas. Shimon first divorced the Erva Sarah and then married Rivka. This opinion holds that only in such a case is she Mutter to Reuben for Yibim, because Rivka was never a Tzara's Erva, since they were never the wives of Shimon together. But in the case of Konas v'achkach girish, Rivka would be also to Reuben for Yibim, because Nisu and Harishoinim appeal. The original marriage creates a potential Yibim situation, even though the actual Nefila occurs only at Misa. Therefore, Rivka became also to Reuben for Yibim as a Tzara's Erva while she was in the marriage together with Sarah. We proceed with the next Mishnah. Sheish arayis chamuris me'elu, memneish nisuis la'acherim tzarasein mutaris. The following six arayis of Reuben can never marry Shimon, his ach min ha'av, his paternal brother, because they are an erva to Shimon as well. Obviously, they're married to another man and can never fall to Reuben for Yibim, because Yibim applies only to ach min ha'av. Therefore, should that man die, tzarasein mutaris, Reuben may marry the tzara of the erva, because this is shaloi b'makam mitzvah, a non-Yibim situation, and the issa tzara's erva applies only b'makam mitzvah. The Mishnah proceeds to list them. Imoy, Reuben's mother. Even if she is not also Shimon's mother, she's also to Shimon as an erva of Eshes Av, his father's wife. The next five are the same erva to both Reuben and Shimon. Eshes Aviv, his father's wife. Achais Aviv, his father's sister. Achaisim Aviv, his paternal sister. Eshes Achi Aviv, his father's brother's wife. And Eshes Achiv Me Aviv, his paternal brother's wife. Mishnah continues, Beishamai Matirin Hatzaris La'achim U'Beisil Eiser. The Mishnah at the beginning of the parak that rules that Tzaris Erva is Asa for Yibim reflects the opinion of Beisil. Beishamai hold that Tzaris Erva is Mutter for Yibim. The Gemara offers two explanations of Beishamai. Reb Shimon ben Pazi says, they derive it from the Pasig, Loisiyah Eishas HaMeis HaChutza Le'Ishzar. Chutza, Mechal De'ika Penimis. Penimis is the Erva, and Chutza is the Tzaris Erva. The Pasuk teaches that even where there is an erva to the Yavim, he shall be Miyavim, the Tzara's erva. Beis Hillel learned from Chutza L'Rabbis HaRusa. Even if she was not married, but only betrothed to the mace, she requires Zibum. Beis Shammai derived this from the letter He of HaChutza. Both learned from the words L'Ishzar, L'Isiya B'Havaya, which means, Ein Kedushin Tevsin B'Yavama. Rava says, the reasoning of Beis Shammai is Ein Issuchal L'Issar. One Isser cannot take effect on top of another Isser. The Gemara uses an example of a Chais Ishtai. Reuben and Shimon married Rochel and Leah respectively. And Reuben had another wife, Rivka, and he died. Shimon can be Miyam Rivka the Tzara's Erba. Why? The Gemara explains it two ways. Nasa Meis v'achkach Nasa Chai. If Reuben the Meis had first married Rochel, she became Asa to Shimon as Eshes Ach. When Shimon then married Leah, Rochel became a Chais Ishtai. However, the Isra Chais Ishta cannot be Chal because of Ein Isra Chal al Isra. Therefore, there is no Isra Erva to create an Isra Tzara's Erva to make Rivka Asra to Shimon. Taisis adds that Shimon cannot be Meyav Rachel, even though the Isra Chais Ishta is not Chal because it's pending. And if we say that the Isra Eshes Ach is removed to allow Yibum, the Isra Chais Ishta will be Chal, making her Asra. Regarding Rivka, there is no Isra Achais Ishtar. Nasa Chai v'achkach Nasa Meis. Achais Isha Kodem. If Shimon the Chai had first married Leah, Rachel first became Asur to Shimon as Achais Ishtar. When Reuben then married Rachel, Rachel becomes Shimon's Eshes Ach. However, Kivin Delei Asi Isur Eshes Ach v'chayla Isra Achais Isha, Havila Tzaris Erva Shaloi B'mokim Mitzvah V'sharya. Since the Isra Eshes Ach cannot be Chal on the Isra Chais Ishtai, Rashi explains, Hilkoch le'ram yikam me li'yibume, v'ham yikam andalesa. Therefore, Rachel the Erva is not considered Eshes Ach regarding Mitzvah Yibum, which leaves Rivka et Tzaras Erva shaloi b'mokim mitzvah and mutter to Shimon for Yibum. Rashi adds that Bitoy is also Nosa Chai v'achkach Nosa Meis, because she is obviously always Bitoy before the brother married her. The Mishnah continues with some practical ramifications of that which it just taught. Beishamai matirin hatzaris la'achim u'beisil la'aisrim. According to Beishamai, the tzaris erva is mutter for yibim. According to Beisil, the tzaris erva is asa for yibim. Therefore, chaltzu Beishamai poysa menakuhuna u'beisil machshirin. If one of the brothers perform chalitza with the tzaris erva, according to Beishamai, she becomes asa to marry a kohen, as Rashi explains, shechalitzasa chalitza, because it was a required valid chalitza, and a chalutza is asur for a kohen midrabanan. According to Beis Hillel, she's mutter to a kohen. Lefisha lechalitzasin shaloi letzarech, because the chalitza was not necessary and it's not considered a chalitza. Similarly, the Mishnah continues, Nisyabmu Beishamim machshirin u'beisil paislin. If one of the brothers took the tzaras erva in Yibam and then died, and there is no issue of Yibam, according to Beishamai, she's mutter to marry a kohen because she's an almana from a valid marriage, and an almana is mutter to a kohen. According to Beis Hillel, she's asur to a kohen. Since she was an erva of Eshes Ach Shaloi B'Mokam Mitzvah, her marriage was not valid, actually an avera of Arayas, and she's considered a zayna who is usher to a kohen. Mishnah concludes, Ava pisha elu oisrim, elu matirim, elu paislim, elu machshirin, le'nimnu b'shamay milisa noshim b'shil, v'loi b'shil min b'shamay. Even though according to each opinion, some of the women of the other were forbidden, they would nevertheless marry one another, as Rashi explains, because they would notify each other, and indeed refrain from marrying those specific women. Similarly, kol atayris vatameis shayu elu mitarin beil matamin leinimnu eisin tahayris elu agam elu. They would borrow utensils from one another, even though they had machlekes regarding certain halachas of tumah.